Yes, Bob.
Mr. President, you asked me two questions.
Just saw you on TV, damn, if you're not a movie star. I'm afraid.
I wish
Goldwater wouldn't scare you off of that.
Don't have me that.
If you didn't run, if Goldwater didn't keep you so scared all the time, you'd get on that little more. We'd pick up more votes.
Well, I'd be delighted to.
All right.
Frankly, I like to do it, but I thought that if we don't wave a red flag in his face, we don't get him on TV as much, and that's
well,
really...
but you just keep on saving that money on TV every damn time you can and on anything else.
All right, I will.
And where'd you do that? Out here in front of
the building? Out in front of the building, yes.
Well, that's just good. That's just good. And you just do that after these cabinet meetings,
right.
and relate what you said in them that you can about our military position in that area of the world and so on and so forth. Do
right.
everything you can.
Okay.
Get on it, because I'm going to run you against Birch.
Okay.
He gets on it more than we do.
If there's anybody I'd like better to take that, I'll tell you that.
All right.
You asked me two questions last night. First, can we release the 50,000 tons of copper? I have sent you a written statement that without question we can release that to the commercial market. It's a disgrace that we haven't done so earlier.
Uh-huh.
And that's in writing and on your way. I just, you were anxious to have a reply for Hayden, so I'd give that to you. Secondly, you asked me to...
What do I have to do to release it?
Just to tell McDermott to do so. I have called Delaney and told him the paper's on its way.
Good.
Secondly, you asked me to call Detroit and check up on this on a GM vice president named Hall.
Yeah.
To the best of my knowledge and my friend's knowledge, in Detroit there is no such GM vice president. They didn't know any Hall, as a matter of fact, but in checking through the directories here, and I called the Commerce Department to see if they could give me any lists and names, and they found a man named Harry D. Hall, who is director of the manufacturing division of General Motors Tech Center in Warren, Michigan. Now, the General Motors Tech Center, I know, is an engineering laboratory, and they have various subunits of that, one of which is the manufacturing division. And this man named Harry D. Hall is director of that. This is a relatively subordinate position.
Harry D. Hall, and he's superintendent of the General Motors.
He's director of the manufacturing division.
Director of the manufacturing division of General Motors.
General Motors Tech Center, T-E-C-H, Tech Center.
Tech Center.
At Warren, W-A-R-R-E-N, Michigan. Warren is just outside of Detroit.
At Warren, Michigan.
Yes. Now, this is a relatively subordinate position in the hierarchy of GM.
There. Relatively subordinate position in the hierarchy of
yes.
GM. Well, this probably is not the man. Now, wait a minute. Well, my informant says his name is Jay Hall, J-A-Y-H-A-L-L.
And you're sure he's a GM?
Are you sure he's a GM? Said he's vice president of General Motors.
Well, I talked to several people in Detroit about it. I'll go back to him again tonight, Mr. President.
Jay Hall, J-A-Y.
Check the who's who of commerce and industry and the directory of directors and who's who, national who's who, and I haven't been able to find a damn thing. But I'll go back to him tonight and see what I can find.
Okay. Any other news?
No, sir.
Did you ever find that letter that I'm supposed to have written on Walden?
No, but we found one on the other fellow. What's his name?
Lusk.
Lusk.
But there's not anything wrong with Lusk. He's
no,
all right.
No, but we haven't yet found one on Walden.
Well, how are we going to find out that they know that?
Well, we're still probing on it.
Wait just a minute, Bob. I just wanted to hear what they were saying. How are we going to find out the justification for Vidal's statement that I endorsed him? Can we look and see if any telephone calls there?
I've asked that Bill Moyers and the Bureau do that. Check all the diaries of Walter and others over there and check the files over there. We've checked all our files here and we can find nothing on it. And after this is done, it should be done late today or tomorrow, then we ought to go directly to Vidal if necessary. And I would think the Bureau should do it.
Now, do you think this story's out with them?
I just don't know. I'm inclined to think not, but I'm not certain of it. I still hope that in the FBI report on Jenkins there can be an allusion to Waldron in a way that says, in effect, that a man named Waldron who was a questionable security risk approached the White House for a job and was turned down.
Think that's the best way to get it out?
Well, I'm inclined to think so. I think this is something Eddie Weisel and Clark and Abe should work on. I talked to Weisel myself about it yesterday and also last Saturday night and urged them to be sure to take account of this. And it was my suggestion that they consider handling it in the Jenkins report, as I've just outlined. So they're thinking about that. I don't know what their decision will be.
Okay, much better, Bob.